the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
And good morning and welcome once again to the Biz Talk Show. My name is Randy Melzer. My co-host for today is going to be John Burns, another one of our SCORE chapter members. Looks like Tony is wandering somewhere in the deep south right now. We expect to see him someday. I don't know. He'll be back again. But for right now, we have what is referred to as an open program today. John and I are going to be talking a little bit about what's involved with doing a business plan, some of the things that you need to think about before you really or as you are starting your business, and try to work with some of those things. Also, as we go along, if you have any questions for John or myself, I'd ask you to please give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton. We'll be happy to try and answer specifics as far as areas of business planning, getting things started. So again, as I said, it's going to be an open show today. So anything that you have any questions about, please give us a call. We'll be happy to try and work with you on it. As I said, my co-host today is John Burns. John, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself? I know you've been with SCORE for a while.
Sure. I've been with SCORE, I guess it's about 3 years right now. And I'm retired. I was a former business owner and largely in transportation, warehousing, logistics, and related businesses. And did everything and worked for mom and pops up to Fortune 500 companies. And then the last years before I retired, I owned my own company. So it was an interesting ride.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things we do work with when we're talking about clients, and obviously your background takes you into it, is planning. How do you start the business and so on? When you're working with your client, what's kind of the first thing you usually ask them about?
Well, first of all, I ask them about, okay, what are you planning on doing?
Right.
What is your business? And part of a business plan, one of the starts, is the executive summary. And in that, I expect to hear all those things if I mm-hmm. was a lender. So it helps them focus about specifically what are you going to do,
mm-hmm.
what are you good at, and what in your background gives you the ability to do this type of work.
Right. Yeah, when talking to people about that, you ask them what their product is or what their business is, there sometimes is a situation, well, they say, well, I make widgets. Well, yeah, that's fine. That's a device that you have. But when you sit right down and say, all right, what is your business? The business is providing people with something that they need. It may be that the widget is the tool that you use, but the actual product that you're providing is some type of satisfaction, some type of need fulfillment that you have. Because and people don't think that deeply sometimes. They love doing what they're doing and making their widgets and don't realize they have to go beyond that in their thinking.
Yeah, I think that's true. People will like something. You know, let's say you're building birdhouses, and you think, man, I really like birdhouses, but I only build brown ones because that's my favorite color.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the market might be for birdhouses, but it might be for blue, pink, purple, multi-story.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to think outside of the box that you might presently be in.
So, yeah, in other words, you are not your customer.
You're
going to have to go out there and talk to them. And, again, that's a part of the business plan itself, is doing the research beyond what your own personal likes and dislikes are, and find out if by making a change, like you said in the example, if you go from a brown birdhouse to a red birdhouse, a lot more people are going to buy it, even though you may not like red. At least you did your homework, put that down, and made sure you know where you're at before you build 500 brown birdhouses.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that works well, and it's something I did when I started in business and before I bought the business I eventually had, is really understanding who your customers are. And what I found really helps is get out and talk to people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Get out and talk to who you think might be a potential customer, You know, you call them up, you ask them if you could have a little bit of their time. People like to help.
Right.
Explain to them what you're planning on doing and get their opinion. You may not like the answer necessarily, but at least it's going to take you a little farther down that path.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is people get kind of involved in what they're doing and have friends that tell them, oh, this is great. You should really go into this, do this, do this. I'd like one of those. But I always explain to the customer, to the client when I'm talking to him, is, okay, fine, the next time that happens, ask the person, would you pay $20 for this or $25? I mean, do I have a product? And so just because it's something people like, it has to be something that they're also willing to buy and put a dollar value on it. And if the person says, well, no, I don't like it that much, you may not really have a business. You might just have a nice hobby.
Well, and that's true. The thing is, you always have competition. And a lot of times people don't think that, they don't think about the competition aspect of it. And when you're small and you're starting out, you have to have some kind of a niche. They might be able to find it on eBay or Amazon or somewhere else, but yours has to be filling a different need, either by how it looks, how it's made. You can do it quicker. You can do it better. You can customize it. There's got to be some reason that people would want your product. And before you start, you have to decide what that is. Why are people going to do business with you?
Right. Yeah, the two questions you always have to ask is, does it satisfy a need or does it meet a desire that people have? Sometimes you'll see some of the silliest things that people want. You know, you say it really doesn't fulfill a need. And yet, you know, something like the Rubik's Cube, for instance, or the Pet Rock. It didn't serve a real need, but yet it satisfied a desire that people had for something, you know, and that's what made it an actual product. If it doesn't do one of those two things, again, you're back to a hobby.
Right. And the other thing you have to do is figure out some kind of a range in what you're doing. For example, let's say you do come up with the next Pet Rock. Is that a long-term thing, or is it something that's going to, it's going to be popular, it's a fad, and it's going to go away? Well, then what are you going to do?
Right. Yeah, well, you can get a bigger rock. You know.
Right, right, find, or more rocks.
Find more rocks. Find some, yeah, so, you can always sell you know, Tundra or whatever and put that in the freezer. But anyway, yeah, there's a lot of different things that go into that basic original plan that you have to have. And there's questions that the average person, when they're going to start a business, need to sit down and really ask those questions. That's the part of the business plan. That's why it's there. Is by putting it down on paper, you're asking yourself those questions, you have to face them, and then move on from there to get the job done. So you have a starting point that you really have asked those questions and you've made an honest answer on those kind of problems.
Well, and I think that's important. A lot of people don't really understand a business plan. A lot of times they think, wow, gee, I'm going to have to do a business plan, or I'm not going to get the loan. You know, it's that kind of thing. But in reality, to me, the first and foremost person you have to convince is yourself.
Right.
And the business plan helps you decide whether the project is viable.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of times, yeah, we'll get through two-thirds of the way through the plan and realize either it costs too much to make it, you're not going to sell enough of them, or something is missing from that that is not going to make it successful. Sometimes the answer is no, then. You take a look at it and say, I have to rethink this and come up with a new plan, a new idea, something that'll make it viable. So.
Well, and that's exactly the case. I guess another factor in the business plan is the long-term use of it. Sometimes people think, well, you know, I've got my loan, I've got my business started, that's it, I'm putting it away, I never have to look at it again. Well, in reality, I know in my business, I looked at it on a weekly basis and made adjustments.
Right. Yeah, that thing shouldn't be sitting back in the closet collecting dust. That's an active piece of equipment. So, okay, well, you're listening to the Biz Talk show here on WHBY. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. And we have John Burns with us. John is one of the score counselors here. And we're doing what is referred to as an open show today. We will be taking your questions as you go along. So please give us a call, 281-1150. And right now we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back on the other side with more discussion about what goes into a business plan. You're listening to Biz Talk here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8541.
1349. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there, making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Trailer for sale or rent.
And welcome back to the Biz Talk Radio Show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today, and with me in the studio is John Burns from our SCORE chapter here in Appleton. We are having an open show today, which means if you have any questions or whatever, please give us a call. And Tony Bush, of course, is the king of the road. He's out on the road somewhere, so we'll hope someday to find him and have him come on back. So until then, though, we'll keep working on trying to answer your questions. Well, one of the things I'd like to just talk to you a little bit about right now is the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities to give you some information about us. Right now we have approximately 55 members in that chapter. They're all volunteers, and we have people in just about every walk of business and experience that you could imagine who are there to act as mentors to help you start your business. The program that we have, of course, is free as far as all of the mentoring is concerned. All you have to do is get out to our website at foxcities.score.org and sign up requesting a mentor for whatever purpose, whatever area of business you're looking for, and we'll get somebody to you as quickly as we can, set up a time, and work with you so that we can get you started in your business. As I said, we cover about 8 counties, so we go all the way down to the Fond du Lac area, Oshkosh, as well as around Lake Winnebago, all the way down south to area of Green Lake, Washera County, as well as parts of Waupaca County. So, again, if you're in that area and are looking to start a business, please just get in contact with us, and we'll be more than happy to work with you. SCORE is a nonprofit organization, so as I said, the counseling services that we offer are absolutely free. So please get in contact with us, foxcities.score.org. Now, to get back to where we were talking a little bit, because one of the key issues that we always work with when we're starting with a client is that business plan. John, when we were talking before, there's a lot of things that go into it. When you're actually putting together a business plan, when I talk to people, I usually suggest that they actually might have more than just one type of plan. They might have to put together two or three different types.
Yeah, basically it depends upon the purpose of the plan. For example, the bank really doesn't need to know or want to know how many nuts and bolts that are going to go into your particular product. So you use broad numbers that give the totals. On the other hand, if you're trying to build up your expenses or the cost of inventory or something like that, you're going to want more detail for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the good news is, a lot of the accounting systems allow you to do that, where you can expand it and contract it, and
right.
and you may have two or three different looks at at that plan. Another thing that that we were discussing is that, you know, people will sit and look at us and say, "Oh man, a business plan. I don't really want to do that. Why can't I just hire somebody to do it?" And what I usually tell them is, you could do that. The problem is, they're not your numbers, and you don't really understand them. Nobody is going to understand it better than you. So if you're sitting in front of a lender, you want to be able to really, really make your case, and they need to know that you know what you're doing.
Absolutely. If you walk into the banker's office and sit down, and he says, okay, this item that you have on page 3 that says you're going to be making 5,000 pieces, how did you come to that number? And if you look at him and say, well, the guy who wrote the business plan said that'd be a good number, your chances of getting that loan just got real thin. You have to know what's in there. You have to have really sat down and put these numbers together. As I said, there's basically about 3 different types of plans. The one is the one for you. That's the one that you work with every day. You don't put it in the back closet. You have it there on your desk, and you try to move along with it. It changes every day. It's part of your business activity, and it's something you need. The second one, yeah, that's for the banker that has a little more fluff and a little prettier things to it that you have to do to let him know what you're doing. And the third type that people sometimes get involved with is if you're going to be talking about an investor, if you're going to look for funds on the outside somewhere other than traditional lending, that's a completely different format. You have to put together things because there, the person you're talking to wants to know how they're going to get their investment back. Not as a loan and not as a regular payment, but how in 3 years or 5 years they're going to get that dollar back plus what they're expecting to make. So when you're doing that, you have to stop and think exactly what is it and who is my audience when I'm writing this business plan.
Well, and that's true. I think what sometimes people forget is that you're actually trying to sell your project. In the one plan, you're trying to sell it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
In the one for the bank, you're trying to make them feel comfortable that they want to get paid back, you know, that you're going to make the payments. They don't want you to fail. They want you to succeed. So you're trying to sell them on your project. And with an investor, that's the ultimate sales process. You know, people talk about elevator pitches. Boy, that's that whole business plan for the investor is an elevator pitch. They really want to hear that you know what you're doing.
Right, and they want to see that it's not going to be a 20-year plan, but it's going to be something that they can get their funds back in 3 to 5 years and make a profit.
Right, exactly. They're not somebody that usually wants to ride with you for the next 20 years. Yeah. That's not their plan.
Where I hear people talk about getting what they call an angel investor. They're not necessarily angels. Don't get confused. They are still there for one purpose, and that is to make money, same as you are. So
yeah,
I'm
some
sure
of
you
them
understand that.
Wear masks and capes.
Right, right. Okay, well, you're listening to the Biz Talk Radio Show here on WHBY. This is Randy Melzer. We are having an open show today. I would ask if you have any questions about business planning, how to get started, things that you might have in the back of your mind about getting your business going or problems that you might be having with your business, give us a call. We'll be happy to sit down and talk to you about it this morning. Again, you're listening to the Biz Talk Radio Show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more. Let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
When I'm open for business,
and welcome back to the Biz Talk Show. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. My guest host today with me is John Burns from the SCORP chapter. As we're going along, I do want to take one more minute and just talk a little bit. We mentioned the SCORP chapter, of course, provides you with the free mentoring services that we have. The other product that we have for you is the seminars and workshops that we provide for our clients here at the SCORP program. Coming up at this very shortly is going to be what we call our Simple Steps program. That program is 5 classes on just what we're talking about today, which is the basics of building your business plan, the basics of starting your business. The first program is going to be on September 23rd. It'll be held at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop here in Appleton downtown, and that will be at 8 o'clock in the morning for registration and then run from 8:30 to 12:30. We'll be talking about startup and what the basics are. The second, third, and fourth 4th and 5th sessions will all be in the evenings, and they will be at the Fox Cities Chamber office, where we have our SCORE office. They will be for the second program is going to be on business concepts. That'll be September 30th. The third session is going to be on marketing plan, what's involved in your marketing program, including traditional as well as some of the new ideas of things like crowdfunding and that. We'll also then on the fourth session talk to you about financial projections. Again, we're talking a little bit about those, what you need to know about profit and loss statement, what you need to know about your cash flow and how they work all together and why they're important. And then the last session on the 21st of October, is going to be on funding. Where do I get the money? And again, we'll be talking about the traditional lending side, but also things, that are a little different ways using investors, using angel investors, that type of thing, or, as I said, crowdfunding, things like that. So if you are interested in attending these workshops, I would have you go out to the website, which is foxcities.score.org. Take a look at the local workshops tab. You can register for the first program. You can register for all five or any one of the five that are there. The sessions 2 through 5 are $25 each. The first session is going to be free, and that's going to be including breakfast and lunch, so can't beat that as a deal. So go on out to the program at the foxcities.score.org and take a look at what's available out there. We'll also have a number of other programs coming up, so keep an eye on that. That changes on a regular basis, keeping you up to date. So with that said, I'm going to get back to our conversation that we've been having with John Burns here. We've been talking about the need for a business plan and how you put all that together, John. We had covered a little bit about some of the things that go into that plan.
Yes, we did. And, Randy, I guess I have a question that maybe a lot of people would ask. Is just exactly what role does SCORE take in that business planning process?
Okay, well, as we said, it is a process, and you start the business plan. You have a format or a template that you use. Again, there's a number of them available. You can pick the one that works best for you. But what we do then is we recommend that you start putting it together piece by piece, get all the answers that you can. But then when you are at the point of needing more help, having more questions and so on, SCORE is there to act as more or less a disinterested third party. You, when you're putting your business plan together, are excited about it. This is your baby. This is the thing that's, you know, so you have a tendency to be a little less objective. On the other side, if you're taking it to the bank and so on, the banker is looking at it from his point of view. How do I get my money back? Is this a worthwhile endeavor? You know, what are the things that are involved? So he's got his agenda. SCORE can come in and sit down and say, all right, fine, we don't have to worry about one side or the other. We can take a look at the details, ask you the questions that you may or may not have asked, try to find out that you really have gone into some detail and understand some of the things that, you know, you might not even know are part of the plan that you need. So our role is to be that disinterested third party, kind of a devil's advocate in some ways, to be able to help you. And when we can also then prep you for going and talking to the banker. We've done that with a number of people we role play with and say, okay, fine, I'm the banker, you make the presentation, and we can take a look at it and see what you need that way. So our goal is to be that intermediary to help you.
Right, and I think it's important maybe to note that the SCORE mentors, we have a fairly extensive interview process and various training that they have to go through, but the backup of the whole thing is their prior experience. We specifically look for people that either own businesses or are in management positions, and people that in a lot of ways have been in your place in having to answer those same questions. So right. I think that really helps.
Right. Yeah, we have, you know, that's one thing. We have some very, very quality people here with very diverse backgrounds. We have a couple of accountants. We have some CPAs. We've got one person who's involved more in intellectual properties. I'm a marketing guy, supposedly. And, John, your background was in different kinds of businesses that you've had. Right. So, you know, it's a great opportunity to take advantage of the knowledge that's out there and be able to use it to your best advantage.
Yeah, and what I've found, too, is that even though somebody may have a background in a specific area, I know mine being in transportation, but what I always did, and I found it really helped grow the business, is learn what your customers do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that process of learning gives you a lot of access to what other businesses do. So a lot of times, even though we may not have somebody that you would say, oh, this guy was never a welder or something like that, we do have people that will understand what you're trying to do.
Correct, yeah. And because, again, well, I've got over 40 years of background. I hate to admit that, but I've been in business for over 40 years here in the Valley. Sometimes I look in the mirror and realize, yes, I have. But my background, when I say I've been a marketing person, yeah, I was vice president of marketing, but I also was vice president of operations, completely different animal. I've also had a background in direct business-to-business selling. So I know a lot about how to interact with your client and with your customers so we can, you know, really take that plan apart, look at it from a different perspective and say, you know, how does your client see this? Who is your client? You know, how have you decided on this or that or the other thing? So, yeah, with that kind of help that's there, I know if you were going to, for instance, go out and find consultants for the job that you, the work that we do at SCORE, you're talking $150, $200 an hour to get the same kind of a benefit that we offer for you as a free service. So, you know, very, very, very worthwhile.
Well, and then we also have the ability that we can drag or draw other mentors into it.
Sure.
That have a different background. So if for example, your initial situation didn't involve maybe somebody that was heavy duty in accounting,
mm-hmm.
We can bring those people in. So we'll do co-mentoring where you could have one, two, or three people working together with you. And,
mm-hmm.
and normally how we set that up is we'll have one lead mentor, and then that's the person that's your main contact, and then that person will bring in others as you decide that you need.
Right. Yeah, so no matter what your need is, there's somebody there. One of the ideas we had kind of talked about a little bit, you know, we're talking about starting your business from scratch and so on. Another way to get into business, of course, is to buy or sell a business. John, I know you've had some experience, especially in buying businesses and so on. How does that work for the individual? What kind of things do they need to know?
Well, the one thing that you absolutely critically have to know is you have to get complete financial from that business.
Okay.
Now, you have to be ready that you're going to sign a non-disclosure agreement. A lot of times people don't like to give those numbers up. They say, well, you know, that's private. You can see the business. You know what it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
No, you really don't, because
yeah.
You want to find out all the things that normally go into your business plan. That's already on their financials, and that's where you get those numbers from. And you don't want to get just the current. You want to get 3 years, worth of those financials.
And when you say that, I know most people say, well, that would be their tax returns is one of the sources. But is that the only source? Do you look for something else besides that?
Well, the tax returns are fine. The problem is the tax returns are, you know, the financial part of it that's in the tax return, its intention is to minimize taxes.
Right.
So you're not really going to have an accurate picture of what the business is doing. And usually the tax picture is not going to support the price they want for the business.
Right. So you have to look at cash flow.
Right.
You have to look at the numbers underneath the numbers to be able to figure out what's going on.
Right. Exactly. And the one thing that's vitally important is you need a list of their customers. Now, you don't need the names, but you need a list of customers and the revenue per customer. And what you're looking for is how the business is spread out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're doing 80% of their business with one customer, that's like a grenade waiting to go off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that happen where, yeah, all of a sudden I had a client at one point who had gone through a big expansion and everything else based on a contract that he had with one client. The client was very good. He'd worked with him for years. The client, about 3 months after that contract, was bought out by a huge firm out of Atlanta, and all of the work that he was going to be done was done in Atlanta all of a sudden. He was sitting there with about $1.5 million in debt, brand new equipment and so on, and no client. So you have to understand where your business is coming from.
Right. And one of the big things is that people don't think about. You're buying a business and the owner says, well, I've had these people as customers for years and years. Well, the guy you're dealing with could retire.
Right.
The business may get sold, and all of these things happen. So what you have to plan on is if that kind of thing is in there, what are you going to do? So you're not only looking at what the business is doing now, but how can you change it to make it less volatile.
Okay. And one of the other things, too, when you're looking at this is, of course, to have a good team of professionals and partners that you're working with, people who understand what you need, like the banker, like the attorney, like the accountant, the insurance guy.
Yeah, and when you're buying a business, one of the things you're looking for is what's missing. So you want to have make sure that you have insurance professionals look at it, make sure you have the right kind of coverage that could be missing.
Okay. Just talking about those professionals and so on, I just want to take a quick minute here to say thank you to the sponsors that we have for the BizTalk show. They've been helping us through their help to be able to provide a show for you. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to the Fox Communities Credit Union. They do a lot of the business lending and business banking services here in the Valley. Also, Albertson Hailing, CPAs. For those of you who need an accountant to know what business accounting is all about, they have offices both here in Appleton and also in Green Bay. Also, a new sponsor we have is the Legal Business Edge LLC. That's Sarah DeBruin. She is a business attorney. So if you need help with forming up your LLC, getting your information put together, Sarah is the person to give a call to. Also, thank you to Bank First National. You'll see their building going up out in front of the mall there on Wisconsin Avenue. They're going to be offering all types of business services there for you. So that's Bank First National coming into town. Also, we'd like to say thank you to Candeo Marketing. They have provided us with the BizTalk with Score website that you can go out to, and you can listen to the shows. They're archived on that particular website. Also, you can see who's coming up, hopefully who our guests are going to be for the next couple of weeks and so on, and get a little bit more information. So thank you to Candeo. And then finally, we want to say a big thank you to the Business News. The Business News is a publication that comes out every 2 weeks here in Northeast Wisconsin, covers all of the business information, what's going on, including things from the different chambers, also new businesses, existing business stories, and all the things that you need to know. So again, thank you to the sponsors that we have. Through their help, we're able to bring you the BizTalk show each week. So anyway, back to a little bit more of the conversation about the business plan. With those kinds of people on your team, you should be able to put together a pretty good plan, and using Score mentors as helpers. Anything other areas as far as the business plan that you'd want to stress?
Well, one of the things you had briefly mentioned, the marketing portion of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
What's important on the marketing side is to do the research. Find out, figure out where you're going to operate. Is it within the city right here? Is it five-county area? Is it statewide? And then you have to do the research to find out who your potential customers are. Now, the good news is that used to be an expensive process.
Mm-hmm.
You had to buy a Dun & Bradstreet book. You had to buy lists of that type of thing. And it was always out of date the minute you got it. Well, now it's fortunate that all this information is available in the resource part of your library.
Right.
And it's all online.
Yeah, I ran into, of course, the one here in Appleton has a fantastic resource. It is called Resource USA, which is a composite of all different types of information that you could look for, certain types of industries, certain types of people in the area. Simple as, how many dog owners are there in the Fox River Valley? And you can get all of this information. Another one that I ran into was down in the Fond du Lac area at the Fond du Lac Library. They have a resource that's called A to Z Data. And again, does similar things. You need to go in and have a little bit of an idea of what you're looking for. You can't just go in and say, hey, I want to get a big list of stuff. But if you can narrow it down to specifics, these types of resources are available. And as you said, they're free. It would cost you, again, a lot of money if you had to buy these services. But the people at the library, at the resource desks, are there more than willing to help you get that job done. So great resources.
Yeah, the thing I like about it is if you're selling to companies or businesses, boy, you've got a situation there where they'll have the right name of the person, the phone numbers, the address, who's on the board, what they do.
Sure.
It's just great.
Yeah. Yeah. These are things, like I said, you said before, too. You would have had to have gone out, bought all this information, paid an awful lot of money for it, and as soon as you bought it, it was out of date the next day. So, yeah, it's a great resource, very great stuff available for you. Right now, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be back for the final wrap-up in just a few minutes. You've been listening to the Biz Talk Show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton Market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Oh, yes. Welcome back again to the Biz Talk Radio Show. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today with my co-host, John Burns. We've been having what is called an open show today, talking a little bit about business plans, business planning, and how to get started. We were talking a little bit about the ideas of buying a business versus just startup. John, what are the pros and cons about buying a business versus starting it up?
Well, I guess the positives of buying a business versus starting up your own is that what you're really doing is buying into a revenue stream.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of going out and building all the pieces, in other words, they already have insurance, they already have a customer base, they have an office, they have an accounting system. So a lot of things that you would normally have to build or buy are already in place. Now, the negative can be, as I talked about before, you have to really carefully look at how that revenue stream is built.
Right.
But it can start you a lot farther down the road, because that business, if it's been in business 10, 15 years, something like that, it's going to take you from ground zero and really ramp it up quick for you. Now, the advantage of building a business on your own, of course, is that it's all you. It's exactly the way that you would like it, and you can easily change it.
Right.
So you really, now, money going in, you're going to pay money to buy the business. You're going to pay for Blue Sky. In other words, you're going to pay for the value of that business's marketing. And on your own business, you have to build the Blue Sky. You're starting out with no name.
But as you said, the great part about starting your own is it is all your own. One of the dangers of buying a business is that you end up with whatever baggage comes along with it. The payer may have problems with a reputation. There may have been some dissatisfaction of other customers and stuff that all of a sudden you inherit. Or the same thing might be true with employees that you're inheriting that you may or may not know exactly where things are going. So there's pluses and minuses. The idea of being ramped up and ready to go right off the bat is a great one if you have that kind of a situation.
Yeah, you just, you're doing a little bit different kind of research than you do when you're starting your own business because you absolutely don't want to buy somebody that has bad credit.
Right, right.
So you're one of the things you're buying is a reputation.
Right.
For quality work and for paying bills and things like that. But it's all things you can find out.
Right.
But it's critical to find those things out.
So as always, do your homework, write your plan, and understand what's in it.
Right. What you do is you take their financials and you build your plan using their financials to give you the answers on heat, light, utilities, and all that kind of thing. But then you have to take that and make it your own plan.
Right. Okay. Well, as I said, we've been having an open show today, talking a little bit about planning, about starting your business, and so on. We normally, at this point in time, put our guest on the hot seat for a minute and ask them to come up with a biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom for those of you listening out there. So, John, I'm going to ask you for yours, and then I'll see if I can come up with one. So.
Okay. I guess the one I would have thought about it is to not let the process be so daunting that it turns you off and you decide not to go ahead because of that. You could be really missing out on something. And it doesn't have to work the first time. We've had clients that their first idea, just when they really went through it, didn't work out. And 2 years later, they're back, and now they're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And just to follow up on that, if you're starting or thinking about starting a business, my tip would be to understand that your job is not writing a business plan, but starting the business. You need the business plan as a tool. So if all of a sudden you find yourself bogged down, doing nothing but working on the business plan and not moving the business ahead, step back, take another look at it, because what you want to be able to do is advance your business every day. So you're moving forward and using the business plan as a way to do that, but not to be involved 100% in writing your business plan and putting off getting started until you have everything done. So keep working on it. Keep moving forward.
Right, exactly, okay. And ask questions. Get some help.
Okay. Well, John, thank you very much for being with me today. We've had a good time just kind of talking about business and what's going on out there. So for those of you out there, again, a reminder, we are going to be having the Simple Steps program coming up. The first session is going to be September 23rd. Go on out to the SCORE website at foxcities.score.org and check out what's available for you there. So this has been Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.